our podcast. I am Ethan Rao, one of the co-hosts here. I'm a senior at Waubonsie Valley High School, and I'm graduating this May. As of right now, I have not committed to attend a specific university, but I'm hoping to major in biomedical engineering and later attend medical school. Throughout my life, I've been involved in sports and have participated in basketball and baseball, even participating in all 4 years of basketball here at Waubonsie Valley. Additionally, I'm involved in music, and I enjoy playing both guitar and piano. And really, I love to play anything from classical music to rock. I'm also working on both my piano, guild, and level 9-8 performances for this year's piano. I've always enjoyed listening to podcasts and was originally interested in helping to create this one through Mr. Wolak's AP Government class. And now, I'll hand it off to Sean, one of our other hosts, to tell us a little bit about himself.
Hi, my name is Sean Clinton, and I'm one of the other hosts of this podcast, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm born and raised outside Chicago my whole life now, so I guess I'm off to college next year, and it's going to be a huge change for me. I've been in the District 204 school system my whole life, ending now senior year at Waubonsie Valley, and thankfully it's carried me to admission at Middlebury College. I'm very lucky, but I'm also planning on playing football there. That also helped a ton, but, you know, I'm very happy I'm going to be able to play at mid. At Middlebury, I also plan on snowboarding a ton, but I'm also going to be studying economics. You know, I really like how it works. I want to learn more about how the world works in that sense. But, you know, my family is all sort of up in that northeast area, so I can't wait for the big change in my life and to be connected with my favorite sports teams, obviously the Boston ones. But, yeah, that's me. And here's a little bit about our other host and producer, Amber.
Thanks, Sean. Hi, I'm Amber Tinney, another co-host of this podcast. I'm also a senior at Waubonsie Valley High School this year and will be moving on to attend American University in Washington, D.C. in the fall. I plan to focus my studies on political science and sociology, and eventually my goal is to get into law school and become a civil rights defense lawyer. Furthermore, I'm taking training this summer to become an emergency medical technician through the College of DuPage. I'm really passionate about helping my community through my work in volunteering. And my hopes for this podcast are that others become knowledgeable about the events occurring around them day to day and become inspired to do their own research and stay updated on really important political and social occurrences, as this is the first step towards making change where change is deemed fit. I hope that they become passionate to help their communities throughout their lives, throughout their works. Next, we're going to hear from Noah.
Hello, I'm Noah Burlingame, another member of the podcast. Like my other co-hosts, I'm a senior at Waubonsie Valley. I will be going to Indiana University in the fall to study business at the Kelly School of Business, and I'm really excited. I love hanging out with my friends and playing sports, and I was part of many organizations at Waubonsie, such as Link Crew and the boys' soccer team. I love to play guitar, and I spend at least a couple hours every day practicing and playing in my room. I really hope to be able to continue this throughout my time in college and even after. I can't wait to continue my education at Indiana University, and I want to be able to continue to participate in similar activities during my time there. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Maria Lorena, the last co-host of this podcast, focusing on China and comparing its economic, political, and social aspects to several other countries. I've not yet committed to any university, but plan on majoring in aerospace or mechanical engineering. I have been involved in the aquatic sector of Waubonsie, swimming and playing water polo, and I wish to continue playing these sports and meeting people through this in college. I enjoy traveling and experiencing new situations that challenge me to explore and be flexible. I think podcasts are also a very strong emerging form of not only entertainment, but of a way to spread knowledge. This pandemic has made us realize how fast-paced our lives are, and although we do wish to change it, most of us are left with no other option than to live through our fast-paced lives, leaving us sometimes with no time to watch TV and to watch the news. However, with podcasts, we can educate ourselves on the go, whether it be in the car, in the gym, or even cleaning our room. And so I'm very excited to form a part of such an educational experience as these podcasts are going to be in AP Government. I am fortunate enough to have lived in several different places that have given me the opportunity to become more open-minded and gain great knowledge on different cultures and how people's cultures have truly shaped their way of thinking. Specifically, I spent 4 years living in China, and although I did have the privilege of living as an expat and had a different experience than the locals, I did enjoy immersing myself into their culture, whether it be speaking in the local language of Mandarin, trying authentic foods, or simply walking around in local markets. All of these experiences have helped me understand how China expresses itself politically, socially, and economically. Through being exposed to their culture, I understand their passion to be world economic leaders and their ambition to do so, and I truly do admire their drive. In this podcast, we will not only give the facts, but we will also give our opinions that through each of our different experiences, we'll give different perspectives, and we even may enter into debate. We also think it is crucial to compare China's methods to other countries and therefore have a greater worldly understanding of the current events and further shape not only ourselves, but our listeners as well. Currently, the U.S. has many ties to China, especially through the transition between Trump's presidency and our current President Biden. In this podcast, we will cover these updates, and we will also cover how China acts to boost their economy, such as their great comeback from the COVID-19 devastation.
Well, when it comes to politics, there's a lot to cover. However, we have narrowed down our podcast to include some of the most interesting stories that have to do with our CP6 country, China's political climate. Over the next few episodes, we will be detailing situations that have to do with things anywhere from the NBA to South Park. However, these things all have something in common, in that they give insight to the political climate of China, as well as have several of AP Comparative Government's main themes interwoven throughout. Each episode will contain a few different situations, and as we go into detail with these events, we are hoping you guys are able to gain a little knowledge, as well as a better understanding of AP Comparative Government. As we do so, we are hoping to learn a little ourselves. Stay tuned to the coming episodes. You don't want to miss them.